السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وقد قال الله تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. علماء كرام، most respected brothers and sisters of the madrasa, those listening over receivers, and tonight we believe we are connected to Radio Islam listeners also. There is no doubt that in the atmosphere we can get the fragrance of the coming month of Ramadan. I always say that if we have our sinuses unclogged, then we will be able to get the fragrance of the flowers, of the ether, of the perfume. Otherwise, we are not going to get the fragrance. So in the same way, when it comes to spiritual things, then it also has a kind of a fragrance, which is not the same as the fragrance of flowers. But there is some kind of fragrance that permeates the air, that there is something that is going to happen or is happening. In the month of Ramadan, we all experience a different kind of kafiyat. The moment the moon of Ramadan is sighted, we see a transformation coming in the lives of people all around the globe. People are now in the masajid. They start reading Quran Sharif, they start making Zikrullah. At least some changes start becoming very apparent. If you have to go out now at night, wherever there is that flower that they call Raat Ki Rani, then that fragrance you can get at night. That's why they call it Raat Ki Rani, Queen of the Night. But the flower is somewhere else, and you get the fragrance somewhere else. If there's a breeze blowing over those flowers, and you are at a distance also for some time over 100 meters or even more, depending on the number of flowers there and the strength of the breeze, then you inhale that fragrance. But it's coming from far. Like that, this month of Ramadan that is coming, the fragrance is coming from far. But Ramadan is coming. There was a time when we used to go to what the old Louis Botha Airport, Durban Airport, was called Louis Botha Airport. At that time, there was not even any building there or anything of that kind where you had to go inside and then go upstairs and to the viewing deck or anything of that nature. There was a fence there where you used to go and stand right next to the fence. Even the Hujjaj, when they were leaving, after entering, then they come by the gate and make salam again. That's how close it was. There was no security of the kind we have today, no fear of the kind that we have today. This fear that we have, and this kind of security that we have to pass through, it is an azab of Allah Tabaraka. Look at some countries, what kind of security, and what kind of x-ray machines we have to pass through, that the person's whole dignity is destroyed. It is as if they see the whole body of the person. So there was no such kind of security at that time. So if you're going to receive somebody that is arriving, then it was a novelty those days. People didn't travel as much as they travel today. So you go right next to the fence and you keep watching the skies. Somebody's father is arriving, somebody's mother is arriving, somebody's family, someone is arriving. Or you keep watching the skies and then you say, there's the aeroplane coming right from there. It's still a distance away, but everybody is watching. It's coming, 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 coming and arrived. Like that, the month of Ramadan is coming. I already mentioned in the night of Barat that that was the time then that we remove all the flakes of paint, old paint, with our tawbah, with our istighfar, with our tears of nadamat and shame and repentance and regret. We remove all that old flake, like how when a wall has to be painted, first they remove, they scrape up all the old paint. They don't just paint it on top of it. So we were informed that these are the people that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not even forgive in the night of Barat. The night in which He forgives more people than even the hair on the Bani Kalb tribe. We discussed it at length. And all the forgiveness that was mentioned. But some people, some categories of people were mentioned that do not get even forgiveness on that night. But as far as the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was concerned, it was unlimited for those people who were prepared to receive those rains of rahmat and forgiveness. So we were told to remove all those flakes and the old paint, because now the time is coming to put on the new paint, which was supposed to be the month of Ramadan. So we should have been prepared by now to receive this guest that Allah Ta'ala is sending, and who is no burden on any person. In fact, it brings from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala rahmat, maghfirat. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's condition, the most pious, the most righteous, the greatest after Allah. But look at his condition in the month of Ramadan. And yet he was engaged in all kinds of dini activities. Whatever we learn of dini activities, we learn from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He was engaged in everything. In jihad, in the teaching of the Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. Everything. Welfare, social, whatever we can think of. But yet his ibadat increases in the month of Ramadan. He hardly even sleeps. He hardly even sleeps. And look at all the virtues that have been mentioned of the month of Ramadan. And I'm not going into the detailed discussion of that. Throughout the month of Ramadan, we'll be listening to ayat on the, or verses of taqwa, that what Allah Ta'ala gives when a person fasts in the month of Ramadan. What is the purpose? What is the objective? What is it that we are desirous of through this fasting? It's not only some kind of abstention from food and drink. رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صُيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوءُ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهْرُ. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not want us to just stay hungry and stay thirsty. He wants to give us something. This month of Ramadan brings that. But if we are not going to show appreciation for that coming month and our lifestyles are not going to change, then of course those warnings are also there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying Ameen on the first step, Ameen on the second step, Ameen on the third step. And when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in questioned him, then what did he say? The khulasa, the meaning of what he said is this, that on the first step when he placed his Mubarak feet, then as a Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, that person who gets the month of Ramadan, but he does not gain forgiveness. That means by his ibadah, zikr, tilawat, fasting in the appropriate manner, which would normally have brought him forgiveness, but he does not get forgiveness, then destruction upon him. May he be distanced. Ba'udha. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says Ameen. Now the Ameen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if some Allah wala has to curse us, then we get so frightened and worried that the curse of Allah Allah's will catch or take effect very quickly. Then what about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying Ameen on Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam saying what we have just mentioned. So therefore, on the one hand it is this month of Ramadan that is coming. And on the other hand, people are going to Makkah Mukarramah. They are going to make Umrah, they are going to make Ziyarat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And we know that in the month of Ramadan, how those who are making umrahs, then it is as if the person is making hajj with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then those people who are making ziyarat throughout the year, there's such kind of maghfirat and forgiveness and rahmat. But especially in the month of Ramadan, how much it increases. So there's rahmat from all sides. There's maghfirat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give. In fact, that hadith sharif, how many times in Hajj bayans and other bayans, Umrah bayans, we listen to, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, Man zarani muta'ammidan kana fi jawari yawm al-qiyamah. The person who visits me and his intention and niyat is nothing else, he comes specially just to visit me. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the person who visits me after my passing away is like the person who visited me in my lifetime. Man zarani ba'da wafati faka'annama zarani fi hayati. So now this person is going with no other reason, no other purpose. Again I repeat that it's not haram, it's not forbidden if a person is going solely for business reasons. And by the way, is making ziyarat is not haram. You can go there to import or see the different qualities of dates and bring it, nothing wrong with that. But then they must make it clear that I'm going for business. And then by the way, making umrah. Then don't say and make big announcement, I'm going solely for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure to make umrah and ziyarat. That's all. So the person who is going solely for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's visit, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I will be his neighbor on the day of Qiyamah. Neighbor on the day of Qiyamah, is that anything ordinary? I will be his neighbor on the day of Qiyamah. Every person looks for good neighbors in this world. And this on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be his neighbor. Again, after that, it is mentioned that وَمَنْ سَكَنَ الْمَدِينَةَ وَصَبَرَ عَلَىٰ بَلَائِهَا كُنْتُ لَهُ شَهِيدًا وَشَفِيعًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. The person who will stay in Medina Sharif and he will tolerate, he will bear the hardships and the difficulties and the tests and the trials that may come upon the person there, then I will make shafaat for him on the day of Qiyam. And I will be a witness for him on the day of Qiyam. وَمَنْ مَاتَ فِي أَحَدِ الْحَرَمَيْنِ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ. And if the person has to die in the Haramain Sharifain, either Makkah Mukarramah or Madina Tawayyibah, Allah Ta'ala will raise him from the Aminin, the people who have enjoyed security. Who will enjoy security. Now what kind of fazilat virtues? Therefore that beautiful couplet of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhu my Shaykh. اے مدینے کی نسبت قیمت میری وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. اے مدینے کی نسبت قیمت میری وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہیں. Many times I have explained this, that our real value is with regards to our nisbat with Medina Sharif. How much of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, how much of his a'mal come into our lives, that much respect we will enjoy in the hearts of the believers, in the hearts of the Muslims of the world, and in the hearts of even the non-Muslims, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put awe. Either they will be attracted into Islam, and they will give up their kufr and shirk and other evils, or they will come in opposition and they will clash. And when they come in opposition and they will clash, then the same thing will happen, what happened to those in Battle of Badr, and the Battle of Uhud and other places, how Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and madad and help came. That's what will happen. But Allah Ta'ala, because of those a'mal and that akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the lives of the Muslims, how much there is, that much will be his respect and his honor. Otherwise, nobody is going to really respect. Nothing. Madine ki nisbat qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai ham. Our popularity and our name and our fame means absolutely nothing in this world. If it hasn't got nisbat, if our amal hasn't got nisbat with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the dates that are coming, how many times I have mentioned that. Beautiful, beautiful dates from around the world we are getting. However, still when we look at the packaging and it says that this is date from here, date from there, it does not give us that kind of excitement and muhabbat as we get when we see the date is from Medina Sharif. Look at the barakat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. So all these things we have to keep in mind. These majalis of zikrullah for which we have gathered It is not only the taking of the name of Allah Ta'ala. No doubt this great sawab and great reward, even if we just take the name with ghaflat also. In ghaflat also, if a person takes the name of Allah Ta'ala, it will have some effect. But that is not the whole purpose. The purpose is to light up the heart with the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that the person becomes oblivious of whatever is around him. The only thing before him is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's pleasure. He befriends for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Man a'ata lillah wa mana'a lillah. The person who gives for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if he withholds, then he also withholds for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that is the most important thing. What's mentioned in another hadith sharif, man ahabba lillah wa abghadha lillah. The person who loves for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and dislikes for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, not for worldly reasons, then he is perfected his Islam or Iman. So we have to develop those qualities in us in this month of Ramadan which is coming. At least bring about a total change and reformation in our lives. Look forward to ibadah, zikr, tilawat, like a hungry person looks forward to food. Reduce the amount of worldly activities that we are engaged in other parts of the year, instead of increasing it. And all the wasting time and gossiping and chit-chatting and brides and all other kinds of parties that we are now having in the month of Ramadan, it is disrespect. It is showing disrespect. We are showing ingratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that you blessed us with such a Mubarak month that we don't care. Our time will pass on the TVs and movies or idle gossip and chit-chat. We don't say that the person must not laugh at all in Ramadan, no joke, mustn't eat at iftar time and sehri time. And the person mustn't go to business, mustn't do anything, close shop and sit down in the masjid, everybody. That is not Islam. But those sins which we are finding difficult to give up, month of Ramadan is there now. Make plenty of tawbah, plenty of istighfar, plenty of dua, and see what the effects are of that after Ramadan. If you're going to spend the Ramadan correctly, then believe me, the rest of the year will go well. If the Ramadan we are negligent, then the rest of the year will find it very difficult to remain steadfast on Deen. Then will become, as they say, na illa alladhina ulla alladhi. La ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. 1 minute will be like angels and the second minute worse than shaitan. Shaitan also sometimes feels ashamed of the kind of things that we engage in. Hansi aati hai mujhe hazrat-e insaan par. Gunah karta hai, khud lanat bhejta hai shaitan. Shaitan says, I feel like laughing on this human being. That he is the one who does all the wrong, and then he makes lanat on shaitan. Shaitan says, they all blame me for everything. So he came in human shape, and he said, see what I do. You blaming me that every time I'm creating mischief, mischief. So he took him to one mitai shop. And there was fresh jalebi there. So he took the juice of that jalebi there and he put it on the window pane. So for the sweetness, that syrup that was there of the jalebi he put there. So one fly came and sat on that syrup. Looking at the fly, one lizard came to catch the fly. One cat was around there, it jumped for the lizard. One big dog was there, it hit for the cat. So the pane burst. The window pane burst. Now the owner, he took out his gun and shot the dog. So the owner of the dog now started fighting with that owner of the shop. And in that fight, one or two got killed. Now Shaitan says, you blame me, what did I do? I only put a little bit of syrup there, just to feed the fly. So that's what Shaitan does, puts a little bit of syrup and after that everybody fights. Everybody is fighting. And then we blame that Shaitan. Allah Ta'ala has given us aqal, Allah Ta'ala has given us intelligence. He has given, He made us human beings. So let us use this aqal, let us use this intelligence and make shukr of the ni'mats and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise we can see throughout the world how speedily now Allah Ta'ala's azab is coming in different forms. So whatever neglect we showed, whatever sins we committed, whatever harm we did, ask forgiveness from people if we have caused any harm to them. And ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for the sins that we have committed. The namaz, roza, zakat, start the qaza, and that person can become like a newborn child. Nothing to lose hope also. That is Allah Ta'ala's fazl and rahmat. A person was standing on the riverside on the seashore, and he's addressing the sea, and he's saying, "Oh, you waters of the ocean," and I conclude on this, "Oh, you waters of the ocean, I am so dirty. On my body there's urine, there's stool, there's blood. And whilst I was walking, somebody splashed the alcohol. So I'm full of dirt. If I have to dive into you, you also will become dirty. Therefore, I do not want to dive into you." So he gives this example and he says that the waters of the ocean address him and say, "Oh, you stupid, you fool, you mad person. Millions like you, with all the dirt on their bodies, they dived into me. I clean their bodies out. I clean their bodies. They became pak. They made namaz. They made tawaf. They made tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Because their dive into my waters made them pak. And at the same time, my waters did not become now pak. I will still go on flowing. The waves of mine will take away all that najasat, and even if the whole city's najasat comes in there, nothing will happen to me." If that is the example of the waters of the ocean with the najasat, which is zahiri najasat, which we can see with our eyes, what are all the waters of the ocean of rahmat and mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which has got no limits, the waves of which keep on flowing and flowing and flowing. Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal mere bahare gham ka kinara nahi hai siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai Samandar ka sahil, paharo ka daman. Samandar ka sahil, paharo ka daman. Bajuz aah ke kuch, hamara nahi hai. So therefore let us not be negligent. Take advantage of this. Waves and waves and waves of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah that will flow in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ask Allah Ta'ala for hayat in Ramadan, for life. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal.
Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Sab to ho bahar, dil ke andar tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Sab to ho bahar, dil ke andar tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Qalb-e tapa mein deed-e tar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Mere liye to bahro bar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Oh Allah, everything must be outside my heart. Inside my heart must be just your love.
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love, and then I will love everybody else whom you are pleased with my loving them. If you say love your parents, we'll love them. If you say love your children, we'll love them. If you say love your business because it's giving you halal risk, then we'll love that business. But anyway, anything comes that is your displeasure, then we will distance ourselves.
Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. Illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah. Illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah.
Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. No matter how many attractions there may be for. The media is attracting us towards haram. The magazines, the newspapers, the radio, the television, everything we look at. They are presenting before us so many different mannazir. Look at me, look at me, look at me. There is entertainment, fun, pleasure, different kinds. Say, oh Allah, even if there are thousands of such attractions, I will not be distracted. I always say some of those attractions are such that just have how we have a person falls and he dislocates his joint, then they do traction. So some of those attractions are such that even traction will not help. The iman is gone. Some of those attractions. Therefore we say, laakho manzar pesh nigaah. By Allah, before me will be your rida, your pleasure, your happiness. For I know that if you are going to be mine, then everything will be mine. And if you are not mine, nothing will be mine. We will have everything, but we won't have sukoon in our hearts. With everything, but the person will not have sukoon in his heart. Look at the number of people committing suicides in spite of having everything. The number of people are taking drugs more and more and more because they can't find peace, they can't find happiness.
Kuch na sujai de mujhe argis laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. Illallahu, illallah. Illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sujhe mujhko dono jahan mein tu hi tu, bas tu hi tu. Sujhe mujhko kon makaan mein tu hi tu, bas tu hi tu. Sujhe mujhko qalib jahan mein tu hi tu, bas tu hi tu. Sujhe mujhko sood o ziyan mein tu hi tu, bas tu hi tu. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. Illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah. Illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah, illallah, illallah. Aisa samaja meri nazar mein jalwa tera dekhun har su. غیبت دمبر کو بھی نہ ہو ہر وقت رہوں رو در رو میرے لیے بازار جہاں ہو سر بسر ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله الله كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے الله الله كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. For those who don't understand Urdu, oh my beloved Allah, my sustainer, my nourisher, my cherisher, my Lord. Ya Rab, karam se apne, with your kindness as a favor upon us, not on the strength of our ibadat, zikr, tilawat. Ya Allah, with your fazl, kindness, give us the best of this world and the hereafter. We know that we are deserving of your wrath, of your anger, of your punishment, of your azab. But whosoever is deserving, my beloved Allah, you don't love punishment, you don't love giving azab. With your fazl, with your kindness, bless us with amnesty. Give us security. Give us najat. Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de. Ye mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de.
Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ و امید کرم آیا, در پر تیرا بندہ و امید کرم آیا. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge indeed we are the most sinful ones. But where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? ہم کہاں جائیں؟ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ و امید کرم آیا. یا اللہ, we have come to your door. When beggars go around, they look at doors. The bigger the size of the door, the more they expect from that door. Yet sometimes they get absolutely nothing from those big, big doors. My beloved Allah, we have come to your door. As big as your door is, give us, my Allah, for no shortage will come in your treasures. As great, my beloved Allah, as your name is, bless us, forgive us. We have come with hope and ummeed. And you don't disappoint anyone who has got ummeed and trust in you. Human beings disappoint. Human beings betray. But whosoever places his trust in you, my Allah, there is no betrayal. Ab to baksh de mere Allah. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا. اللہ 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Inshallah, our Ramadan program will be on the board by tomorrow. So, this is the last Thursday night, Majlis before Ramadan. There will be no program on Monday night. I won't be here. Inshallah, Ramadan programs will be on the board. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept our zikrullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين My beloved Allah, My Rahim Allah, My Kareem Allah, Most forgiving Allah, Most compassionate, Most kind, Most loving Allah. Oh, My most merciful, most beneficent, most tolerant Allah. We have raised our begging bowls before you, my Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment you are watching us. You are seeing into our hearts, my Allah. Hey Rabbi Kareem, we have extended our begging bowls before you. Human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. The more we beg of you, the more pleased and happy you become. My Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. So much of our life has been wasted, my Allah. So much of our life and time we have spent in your disobedience. We used your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts for your very disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight, the great ni'mat of hearing and speech, the bounties of the heart and the mind, our hands and our feet, our wealth, our homes, my beloved Allah, how much we have used in your disobedience. Any other Allah would have destroyed us. He would have sent the tsunamis against us. He would have sent the gale force winds against us. He would have shaken the earth beneath our feet. Yet how many opportunities, my Allah, you are still giving to us of seeking forgiveness of our sins. How loving you are. How generous you are. How kind you are, my Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri.
By Allah, if you are ours, then everything will be ours. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. We are extremely weak. We cannot take any kind of pain, suffering, hardship, difficulties, tests and trials. Have mercy upon us, my Allah. Change the condition of our hearts. Make us yours and become ours. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ab to hum se razi ho ja. Ya Allah, we have no ikhlas in our actions and amal. Our lives are filled with riya, with show, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with malice, with greed. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we are a burden even on the earth. Hum to zameen par bhi bojh bane hue hain. آج رات ہمیں معاف کر دے, اپنی مغفرت کے دروازے کھول دے. Open the floodgates of your mercy and forgiveness for us. Bless us with life till the month of Ramadan. Bless us with the tawfiq to fast in the month of Ramadan, to make zikr, tilawat, ibadat, to appreciate every second of that Mubarak month that is coming. Ey Rabbi Kareem, so many of our family members, relatives, so many in the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who are desirous of seeing the month of Ramadan, they've already left the world this year. And oh my Allah, we too don't know whether we will see the month of Ramadan. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we are begging, bless us with the month of Ramadan. اے رب کریم, ہم گنہگار ہیں, سیاہکار ہیں, بدکار, مجرم, خطاکار. We may be everything, my Allah, the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth, but we are your bandas, we are your slaves. Our hearts, my beloved Allah, are between your two fingers. You can turn it in any direction that you wish. Protect us and safeguard us from becoming astray. Keep us steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasul-e-Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in clinics, in hospitals, in homes, amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Anywhere in the globe and earth, my Allah, whoever is sick, bless them with shifa. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we know that physical ailments can sometimes be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But that is for the pious and the righteous ones. My Allah, we are not in that category and caliber. We are of the sinful ones, therefore, my Allah, don't test us, forgive us, forgive us. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties with plenty full of halal risk and sustenance. Those who are unemployed, bless them with halal employment. Ey Rabbi Kareem, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Those who are out in your path, Ey Rabbi Kareem, bless them with protection. Ey Allah, accept them for the service of your deen. Ey Rabbi Kareem, help and assist the mujahideen of Islam. Ey Rabbi Kareem, Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma aizz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Mujahideen fi kulli makan ya Rabbal Alameen. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا. اے رب کریم, ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. We have to leave this world someday. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands, or any kind of haram action. Rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi. Ek din tujh par khaak dali jayegi. Aane wali kis se tali jayegi. Jaan theri jaane wali jayegi. Rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi. The soul will be extracted from every limb and every part of our body. Our bodies will fall flat on the ground if we are walking. Our clothes will be removed. Tight-fitting clothes will be sliced with the scissors. The water of mayyat will be poured over our bodies. Will be turned left to right, right to left, up and down. Our eyes will be there, but we will see no more. Our tongues will be there, but it will wag no more. Our hands will be able to touch no more. Our feet will be able to walk towards those illicit beloveds no more. Our lips will be able to kiss no more. Ey Rabbe Kareem, give us the realization that death can come suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba. Salamati deen aur aza ke saath Madina Tayyiba mein shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Baqi mein dafan naseeb farma. Ey Rabbe Kareem, will be transported on the shoulders of people to our graves. We haven't charged those batteries which will light up our graves. Ey Rabbe Kareem, the life which is gone, is gone. Protect us from the azab of qabr, from the azab of hashr. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sahaba ikiram radiyallahu anhu majma'een, the tabi'een, the tabi'een, the awliya-e kiram, the mashayikh, the muhaddithin, the mufassirin. Ey Rabbe Kareem, nek logo ke saath humara hashr farma. Ey Rabbe Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, home, life and time. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begged for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Nabiyya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummah of Nabiyya alayhi salatu wa sallam. Assist and help, my Allah, the ummah around the globe, especially in Palestine, Bosnia, Chechnya, Afghanistan, Kashmir, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, all parts of the world, my beloved Allah. You are well aware of the good wishes, good desires, aspiration in the hearts of each and every one that has gathered here, or whoever has raised his or her hand after this majlis of zikr, wherever they may be. Ey Rabbe Kareem, with your kindness, with your fazl and ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the tests and trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ey Rabbe Kareem, with your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove the pain, suffering, hardship and difficulties. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place in Allah. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.